What it do, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. What a way to kick off the month of May, okay? The Spring 2018 Mashup Live Show went down Saturday. Listen, man, I had a blast. Super duper shout out to everybody that came out, kicked it with us, met a lot of interesting people, laughed, drank good, had an all-around good time with a good conversation with my guys. Man, talking fashion, sports, and of course hip-hop. Shout out to everyone that sent good vibes that couldn't make it. Had a lot of people that listened from out of town in different parts of the country that sent good vibes. We appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for the people that came from out of town. Special shout out to the people, fuck it, that came from in town. Shout out to everybody that made it, man. We had a blast. We can't wait to do the next one. We already prepping for it. Man, it was dope, man. And we had video footage, all right? So I'm chopping up the video footage as we speak. Hopefully by the time this goes up, it'll be ready. If not, just go to youtube.com/realville and subscribe, man. You'll get alerted when it pop up. That's the easiest way, all right? But I'm going to make sure it's up this week, though. I'm going to make sure it's up this week. I'm going to hold myself to that. So that way you guys can get the full experience, man, the visuals to go with the audio, all right? And, you know, if you've ever heard a live podcast before, you know the audio isn't always as crispy as you want it. So just follow along, man. We can just bear with us, all right, and enjoy the live Spring 2018 mashup, Fresh for Dummies, Full Sport Press, On Deck TV. Thank you for everybody that came out, support the real. Check it out. Mashup. Hopefully y'all familiar with what we do already, but if not, it's a quick rundown. Like he said before, we're gonna touch on three different topics, man. Sports, hip-hop, and fashion, like we always do. And we encourage feedback too. So listen, if we say something crazy or something on point, go ahead and interact, man. We're here for that. We got three topics each: hip-hop, sports, and fashion. And we got a couple fun things we're gonna play on the TV screen as well. I guess we go ahead and get it started then, man. We start with the rap shit. That's the elephant in the room right now.
We gonna talk about why Jay not here?
Oh, shit. Yeah, we missing Jay.
He's going to skip right over Jay with like four of y'all on the fly.
Jay had a basketball accident.
For those of y'all that listen to FSP and heard Jay say that he can get 2 points in the NBA, clearly he can't. Because he hurt himself doing warm-up drills. He tore his ACL.
Yeah,
quick. ACL, Achilles. I don't know. Hey. I don't play basketball that hard, so I don't know, you know. We almost wheeled him in here, but he couldn't do it, you know. So shout out to him. May he get better soon.
Absolutely. And, we're
going to sign his T-shirt like a
cash for him. We're going to do that.
Okay, now can I get to the rap shit?
You can.
All right, so look, three topics. First and foremost, man, Kanye West, we know he the biggest thing popping right now in terms of conversation.
I'm surprised you ain't got a shirt on.
Yeah, I wish. I will say this, though. We discussed it on our show. We gave our opinions. But what I feel like nobody's really talking about is whether you're still going to be a fan or not. Are you still going to listen? So, Big Jeff, that's what I want to know. With everything popping off with Ye, are you still a fan?
You know, talking to Mike?
I was probably good.
You talking to Mike?
I'm probably the least Kanye fan in this whole room.
So, not over me.
So him doing what he did don't surprise me at all. He's been saying wild shit his whole career. I do feel like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is the best album I've heard probably in the last 20 years. But with all that said, I can kill this with dude music wise.
So you say you probably the least Kanye fan. That's why though, because you said one of his albums was probably the best album that you heard in the year. Why aren't you a fan though? Because of the shit that he say?
No, I mean musically, I think as a producer he excels, right?
But as a rapper as well,
he doesn't write it all.
We're gonna keep that between us. Everybody don't need to know all that.
No, everyone knows.
Everybody don't need to know all that.
Everyone knows that.
He finds a wave that other people establish. Travis Scott,
Kid Cudi, Pusha T, Two Chainz.
Anybody else, he finds a wave that is established by someone else, and he rises and falls. So at the end of the day, as somebody who likes to put words together from time to time,
okay,
I gotta respect somebody who does that legitimately and not who does it halftime.
You give him a pass because he's a producer, though.
He's a great producer.
You have to give him a pass. What producer writes that shit? Dre?
Are we Swiss? Including Dre as a great lyricist?
Swiss?
Not at all.
We're
not
doing okay. That. Okay. Same argument for them. Swiss is a lyricist?
We're not doing that either.
All right.
So, based off of the comments that he said, right? So, the slavery comments,
that's
the
man.
Slavery, that's my guy. That's the man. Kanye's my guy, dude.
Why? Okay, even after the slavery comments, why?
The bottom of the Yeezys when you bought them.
Yeah, I did.
That's disgusting. So look, after licking the bottom of Yeezys, absolutely. Tell me this.
Yep.
How do you feel after he say that, though?
We should be used to it.
You should be used to people saying, oh, slavery was a choice.
No, we used to be used to Kanye saying shit like that.
No.
Like, you know when you're talking to a kid, when you're talking to a five-year-old, you talk different because of who you're talking to.
Right.
So when you're talking to Kanye, well, not talking to him, but when you're listening to what Kanye got to say, you got to listen from that perspective that this isn't a normal person. He been through a lot. Mama gone.
Everybody has been through a lot.
Yeah, so why is Kanye West the person we got to be like, well, he didn't really mean this.
Because he's a genius.
Oh, my God.
That's
so
why.
He the only rapper that's a genius?
So I can piss on people.
Yeah, exactly.
Good.
But Kanye West seen.
He's a genius, bro. He gave us 12 play.
But that's illegal, though, what he doing. Youngsters.
But it seems as if Kanye West is the only person that we get a passes to, though. Like, we get Kanye West.
That's true. You can. The reason we give Kanye passes is because he's been left field his whole life, but it's always, for the most part, work, though. Like, for an example, they told him he shouldn't be able to rap. He can't rap, just stick to making beats, and then he came out with Jesus Walks and Platinum Records and the best album in the last 20 years. So he's been told what he can't do his whole life. So that's why we should give him a pass. And he's been proven right time after time, even though people like you keep hating on him.
Hating?
Yes. I don't understand.
I'm just pointing out what I don't like. Oh, he's a Trump supporter. Kanye is converting him. You didn't hear the episode last week? Kanye is converting him.
All I said was,
I understand how Trump and Kanye think.
No,
that's what you said.
I said, if someone in... I'm going to add, okay.
You got a rough episode.
Nah, check me out.
Rough.
Okay,
real
I'm
rough.
Tell. Look, Big Joe.
I'm listening.
If you got an invite to the White House tomorrow.
I'll go.
Thank you. That's all I said.
Why?
Why not?
That's not the appropriate response
to
that.
Why wouldn't you go?
Why would you go if it's 50 people sitting there? You want to shake Trump's hand?
I'm curious.
Of what?
Of what?
You going to have a conversation with somebody that's going to satisfy your curiosity?
You
can take a tour and not go to a dinner.
No, but I'm saying if it was a real deal intimate dinner with Trump right there and 50 other people that just randomly got chosen, you're telling me you're turning that down?
I don't want to go.
Why?
For what?
Because it's Trump?
One, because it is Trump. But I would go because of Bush. He was, as bad as he was, he at least was in the same vein of what presidents were. Trump is not. So what you going to accomplish by going to have an intimate conversation with him?
He a billionaire, though. You can find something to learn.
Allegedly. We ain't seen his taxes, so we don't know that.
That's why.
So we don't know that.
Learn how to
Allegedly.
But I think Kanye, at the end of the day, since you don't listen to him, you do.
You don't listen to him at all.
I will listen to him.
Okay.
I'm just not a fan of it. Like, I'm not the biggest. Like, I didn't think Pablo was dope. I mean,
that's
okay.
That's so disrespectful. That shit was
fire. I definitely
don't
listen to Yeezus.
That shit was fire.
Trash.
What?
That shit was trash.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit was
trash.
Yeezus was
fire. That's a long spectrum, bro.
It ain't. It's really.
Polarizing, bro.
You really. It's like 15 people in the world that think Yeezus is dope and you one of them.
That's not true.
I'm telling you.
Would you wear the Yeezus mask?
Yes, I want one.
He'll wear the hat. He would wear the Great American. He wearing the hat. The hat in the car.
I don't want the hat.
The hat's in the car.
I want the Kanye mask for sure, though.
With the hat.
You went to the show, bro.
I
didn't go to Yeezus.
He did.
I went to Watch the Throne.
No,
I did not go
to
the Yeezus with the floating stage.
No, that's Pablo.
Oh, so I don't know what you're talking about. Man. That was seven years ago.
He's
nigga talking about
me.
Okay, but I'm talking about the one with the floating stage that you talking
Pablo.
About.
That was a shit.
I don't follow him like this. I don't know.
Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, exactly.
The first one. You're going to listen at midnight as soon as
mm-mm.
that shit streams.
He blocked from all my social media. I ain't had no Kanye threads, no feeds. All my news blocks are blocked from him.
Speaking of Ye, though, moving to the second topic. He was, before he pissed people off on Twitter, he was on a roll by dropping some of these June releases. Like, he had Twitter on fire. He mentioned, well, not necessarily June, but he had Pusha T coming out last week of May. Then he had his album coming out June 1st. Then he had the collaboration with him and Kid Cudi June 8th. Then he had Nas on June 15th. So that's a lot of shit coming out in a 4-week span, not to mention Drake album. Is this good or bad for hip hop with these big releases coming in such short time frame?
Nas need to push that shit back.
Nas not coming out. You can relax. That's never bad. Coming out.
That's a bad press run for Nas. You can't have Kanye executive producing and you beating on your wife at the same time. It ain't gonna work, bro.
Allegedly.
That's rough. And you
listen to Life is Good.
I did.
Okay then. Ain't no legend about none of that.
He was hot about that.
It's good. I think it's good though, because you got Kanye got this firestorm with everybody that's coming out. And then you got Drake coming, is going to do all the cleanup work with his Thriller album called Scorpion.
Let's go.
And it's pretty much going to drive the sum off of him. Like, this Kanye shit going to fly over. The music ain't going to be as good as it needs to be to follow with this bullshit that he's saying. So Drake probably going to clean up as far as all of the stuff is coming.
I agree. I think it's dope. But the reason it's dope is because they take it back to, like, back in the day, like No Limit, when they was dropping week after week after week after week.
All these albums not coming out, though. We'll get two. How many did he announce? Five? We get two out of the five.
Man, come on.
You get two out of the five in a mixtape. You might get you a Pusha T mixtape. You get Kanye seven songs, and Nas definitely not coming out. Nas not coming out.
Why?
Nas' album been done since Khaled said it.
It's
been 6 years. Kid Cudi and Kanye, that's collab
coming.
Album.
That's coming, bro.
That's just because Cudi writing shit.
Stop disrespecting Ye like it, man. Why, I don't think Kid Cudi writing shit, though.
I read the credits. Cudi's a writer on most of the
songs. Yeah, you got title?
Yeah.
You got title? You read the credits?
You bought
okay.
The CD out of Best Buy?
I bought my Beautiful Girl Twisted Fantasy, though. That's probably like the last CD I bought.
I wouldn't tell nobody.
I think it's dope simply because, like, it's bringing back that essence of, like, randomness. You know how people, like, J. Cole announced his album, what, 3 days in advance? Like, shit like that still be dope. That's how you combat the leaks and the Twitter being on top of everything. You do a firestorm of tweets, naming shit that's about to come out, big dog releases, you know what I'm saying? And you bring the excitement back in hip hop.
That's not what he did to bring the excitement though. What he did to bring the excitement was say, I think slavery was a choice. That's what he's doing to bring the excitement. Like, when he rolled out those dates, like, people were like, oh, okay, I get it. But I don't think that a lot of people think that he's going to, those are going to be coming out at the same time. I don't think this is going to, like, truthful.
If I had a choice, I don't want them to come out at the same time, just because you're not gonna have time to listen to all of them randomly. Because I want to hear all of them.
It might be that beepity bop shit, so it won't take you about a day.
Nah, bitch.
That's what he on.
It'd take you about a day to get through all of that.
Nah,
that's
exactly what he on. That's your man.
That's his man.
Sound like Barney. For
when everybody else do that beepity bop shit, you know it exactly where it came
now,
from.
Now people gonna do that?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Don't be surprised. They already doing it. You're
people gonna rock the Make America Greater shoes and shit.
I ain't rocking that hat though.
You got the shoes.
Nah.
Make America Great shoes.
Man, moving on. So, like, in 2018, it's a lot of different ways for people to get their interviews across, right? We got podcasts, we got Breakfast Club, we got Hot 97, Terrestrial Radio. It's a million different ways to get your interviews popping. So we was talking, and like, if it was a big dog, if it was this Nas interview, right, to address the Khalid shit or whatever.
All right.
Who's your go-to interview person out of all of the personalities that we got right now in the game? Just say Charlamagne, it's your boy.
I can't say Charlamagne because the Kanye interview was trash. He let Kanye like shuck him out so many times on his answers. So I say Angie Martinez.
Hell no.
She had your boy on there crying.
Who was crying on Angie?
Sharif. Safari. What's the nigga name? What's his name? Sharif. Safari. What's his name?
That nigga.
He went on there 3 hours after getting robbed and started crying. I don't think nobody else is getting that interview. Especially not Charlamagne. I didn't want it, but she got it. It was for the people. Sharif, yeah. Sharif. The dude, he had to change his name. When he went up there crying, he had to change his name. But I would go with Angie first, because she's the one that let them talk the most, and I think she let people get away with less bullshit. Because even when he was up there talking about that robbery shit, she wasn't just like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, she was like, come on, bro. Like, you're like, we just gonna come up here after you got robbed?
I think,
you know, so I think she hold people more accountable than anybody else.
Nah, I think she throw like underhanded.
Man, that's not the question though. We supposed to ask who you like, not who you diss in mind.
And she's boring too.
Who do you like?
I would go Breakfast Club, the best interview right now though. It's the most entertaining.
That's too stale.
Now that's the most entertaining for obvious reasons. We know Charlamagne do his thing. The other two people they just kind of.
You ain't gonna name their names. Yeah, just gonna say the other two people.
Yeah, Envy, but they just. They there to take up space. That's the most entertaining. And Charlamagne gonna ask you the tough questions. And he gonna be funny, and he gonna get under your skin, hopefully get a reaction, it's gonna go viral. I need all that. Like, Nas wouldn't dare do that. He wouldn't dare do that shit. He wouldn't walk in that. He'll do anti because it's a safe.
How much information do you get from that, though? Because, like you said, Nas wouldn't dare do that, and if he did do it, he gonna be so closed off. Because people are so defensive when they go up there and Charlamagne talking. Like, yeah. they don't necessarily almost turn their back to him. Like, the Tekashi 6ix9ine, even though it had a lot of interviews, I don't think Charlamagne asked one question. Like, he cut him off every time he was talking.
You talking about Tekashi did?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, because he's young and he's trolling, though.
So, if you really looking to get information from an interview, like, Charlamagne can't get it because either one, he doing like he did with the Kanye, and he just... he wasn't pressing him at all on the bullshit that he was saying, or he trolling too hard and people get turned off. Well, the person that he's interviewing get turned off by.
Jeff, who you got, bro?
Can we bust Tex out of jail and let Tex do it?
Tex is
that would have been trash, bro.
Tex and Nas will work.
He hate Tex. You hate Tex.
Man, Tex was some slaw, bro.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And Meek interview was fire.
But I think just how he handled the Meek interview, how he handled the Beans interview.
He didn't say anything in those.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes you got to not say something.
Let people talk. If somebody got something on their mind, somebody got something going on, let them roll.
And sometimes you got to take control. You see what I'm saying? And
you get gems like that. Even my talk rolling up, they tell you if they full of shit, with the shit, or ain't about shit.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Let them talk. We good. So either
no love for Sway?
Oh, sorry, that's my next one. Sway. Text us Sway.
You hate Sway, dude.
Who?
I saw you.
I was pointing somebody.
What the hell?
What the house for?
I was pointing somebody to the door. You might want to get that. I think it's Sway.
It's Kanye, man. We said his name too many times. J-Ho, on
location. This is J-Ho with the Skype. This is Jay with the Skype. Hey, man, I heard y'all was talking about me.
Nah, no love for Sway, though.
No,
Sway good. I mean, but
if it's not Texas, it'd be Sway. Mm. The whole Sway in the morning, though, the whole crew.
Nah, they ain't nothing. Just Sway. We don't need to. Who else on there? Exactly. I'm a point.
No, homegirl, Heather B.
Ah, yeah, Heather B. Yeah.
I mean, other.
And she know her shit. She know rap. She know what she talking about. So yeah. And that's Nas' era. Like
true.
You know what I mean? So I would.
I mean, if you're interviewing Nas, I would go with Ebro though. Ebro dope. Like as far as not letting nobody shuck him out is in what they want to say. He gonna press you with the questions too, and I feel like he ain't gonna take as much bullshit. You just gonna talk to Sear? Oh, okay, gotcha. Nah, I got you.
Man, nah, I'm rocking. I think Combat would be dope too, though. Combat used to let people
rest in peace,
too.
Combat.
Rest in peace, Combat Jack. I can see Nas talking to him. I think that'd be dope.
And he New York centric too, so to get the New York shit out of him, it would be perfect.
That's true. All right, let's move on to sports, man. Playoffs going heavy right now in the NBA. LeBron James looked like he back. It was scared for a second.
When was it scared for LeBron?
In Indiana. Seven games to beat Indiana?
I wasn't afraid.
Not afraid?
That's LeBron, bro. My bad, I need to cut y'all.
I'm with you. So, look, though, his contract is about to end at the end of the year, right? He's got an option to re-sign back with Cleveland or dip and go someplace else. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, he gets to the finals and loses to Golden State again. Where do you see LeBron next year?
Yeah, no hypothetical.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how it's going to play out. But
to Houston.
Houston?
Asterix. Go ahead.
Anyway. he going to Philly.
No. How?
If you Philly, why would you want LeBron there stunting Ben Simmons' growth?
If you Philly, why wouldn't you want LeBron there to help Ben Simmons' growth?
LeBron helping Ben Simmons how?
Taking the pressure off. See what happened to him last night with one thing, whatever.
Yeah, he folded like a cheap launcher. Yeah,
couldn't get out his own head.
That's because the GOAT, Brad Stevens.
Great pause, dude.
That's because the best coach in the league is coaching against him right now, Brad Stevens. Yes, that's 100% true. And
at the end of the day, I think LeBron goes there. He liked what they had. They got a young nucleus, and it makes his job that much easier. He don't have to do nothing.
If I'm Philly, there's no way I want LeBron coming to my
house. I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't want
nobody's
that.
Closing
the same reason that Kyrie left Cleveland is the reason I'm not wanting him in Philly. Because it's like when he come to town, it's his shit. Now, it ain't no more Ben Simmons. It ain't no more Embiid. It's the LeBron show.
It's the LeBron show.
Soon when LeBron roll in, it's the LeBron show. Yeah, like it's LeBron. It's over. So
he get on Instagram and start talking. LeBron,
nah, and then LeBron gonna get him traded. That's what happens. Yeah, you know, so I feel like he going to LA.
Which team?
One of the two LA teams. I don't know which one, but either the Clippers or the Lakers. He's gonna go out there as far as trying to move on with his brand, make his brand.
Because he got a crib out there.
Crib out there. His kids like it out there. His kids play AAU ball out there too.
Everybody like in the LA.
I love it in LA. I need a deal out there. But like I said, I think it's gonna be LA. Why not do LA for his last 4 or 5 years? Get out of the shit city Cleveland.
He got 5 years good. Left.
Yeah.
God damn.
What is it? Was year 16? He 33?
He not playing 5 more years, bro.
38? He can't play till he's 38? Have you seen LeBron this year?
I did. He was amazing.
He hasn't declined yet.
No, he playing. He said he want to play with his son, so.
Father Time is undefeated.
His son got like 5 more years before he in the league, so he said he want to play with his son.
Ain't no way. What's happening? Come on through. Ain't no way, dog.
Yeah, it's 5 more years easy.
Now, I will say this. I think if LeBron is to go somewhere, I don't like Philly. I don't like Houston. Why go to L.A.? You're not going to win, though. Like, you might as well stay in Cleveland and
you're going to win in Cleveland, though.
Put a statue in front of the building.
You already do that, though. You already got the championship. You already from L.A. Already going to put the statue right there, so you out. I did what I'm supposed to do for Cleveland. Y'all respect that. Y'all accept that. I'm out. I'm going to L.A. I'm living the rest of my best life.
I'm standing by this. He need to go somewhere that'll let him buy a piece of the squad.
That's not going to happen. You can't do that while you play in the league.
Technically
Aaron Rodgers own part of the
That's the NFL. We talking about the NBA.
He can own a different sport, but not the same sport.
He
owns a soccer team. He can't own a part of an NBA team.
Well, listen, under the table, he can holler at them, and he can say, hey, whoever give me the biggest piece of their squad, I'll sign with you for these last 3 years, and they net worth will triple, and then he'll be the first real deal billionaire off the NBA. That's what he need to do.
Jordan don't exist?
Jordan didn't make $1 billion off the NBA salary. He made it off Jordan's. Not off NBA salary. I'm saying LeBron can make it off NBA salary. And he can own a squad.
That's not good.
I think he's going to go to the highest bidder, even if it's a trash team like Orlando or something like
nah,
that.
He ain't doing that.
Orlando. We're going to go to Washington?
He need to go to my Pistons while he's playing.
Howeezy says that LeBron is the best athlete basketball has ever seen.
All right, thank you, Howeezy.
Appreciate that, Weezy.
Appreciate
thank
you, right sir. In the damn room.
In the middle of the show. That's what Weezy do. That's what Weezy do.
Right here in the room.
So hold on, LeBron over Mike? That's what you're saying?
Until you're going to cop, you say that's a cool little cop out, but are you going to answer the question? Is LeBron better than Michael Jordan?
Yeah, to me, yeah.
Ooh. I see you, boy.
I'm sorry, what?
Jeff, your thoughts?
I'm with him, though.
You're with him.
Come on up here, Weezy.
Make your way to the front, Weezy. Let's go. Here we go. Tell us why. Let us know why. Let us know why.
Better make it worth it.
Yeah, let me get
here we go. Here go your mic. Red, you next.
Red.
You wait, you next.
Tell us.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think so. What'd he say?
Go ahead. You talk. You just talk. Don't worry about this.
So, LeBron, did Jordan play against Kyrie?
Jordan. No.
Now, listen to him. Listen to him.
He played against John Stockton.
John Stockton.
Okay. No, he didn't play against Kyrie. Go ahead.
He didn't play against Kyrie?
No.
He didn't play against James Harden?
Nope.
No, he didn't.
Play Kobe?
Nope.
Yes, he did play against Kobe.
He played against Kobe. Kevin Durant?
Nope.
Yeah, nobody was giving it back to Jordan.
Paul.
I'm just no, come on. Somebody was saying, but nobody was going back at Jordan like they're going to LeBron. He didn't play against no super teams.
Nah,
the Blazers won the super team.
Nah, hell no. Nah.
You don't remember Jerome Kersey?
Talk to the people.
Cliff Robinson.
I'm just trying to tell you, he wasn't going.
Clyde Drexler.
This nigga said Jerome Kersey.
Hey, B, am I? Do I sound stupid?
No, I'm with you.
Y'all the same age, huh?
I'm
27 for sure.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm just telling you.
Absolutely.
I'm just telling y'all.
Okay.
Come on, man. He wasn't playing against James Harden. James Harden was going anybody. LeBron right there with him.
Let me elaborate on Weezy's point.
Have a seat, Weezy.
Thank you, Weezy.
Thank you, Weezy.
Let me
appreciate that. How Weezy. FSP, how Weezy, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me elaborate on what he was trying to say. LeBron is going up against super-duper 73-win teams like Golden State.
And he's losing. He's losing to them teams. Why do we care if he's going up against them and losing?
Because Jordan is going up against them. Because
LeBron been to the finals 8 times. He got what?
3 rings.
Okay. 3 for 5? I mean, 3 for 8?
If you're playing against GOATs, like, that's what I'm saying. Who the best
playing
team
against
Jordan
GOAT?
Played against?
Jordan played the Lakers that had Magic. Jordan played.
Magic was 45 years old with AIDS when he played them, dude. New AIDS, too. Full blown. Full, I'm saying. Come on, now.
You going to cut that out, cameraman? You going to let that ride? Okay.
Full
blown. You going to let that ride. Let him hang himself.
Next.
He played the Lakers first, which was a super team that had Worthy, Magic.
What a super team.
Yeah, the Lakers were 91. All right, the Blazers 92.
That was definitely Byron Scott back then.
The Blazers 92.
Blazers was dope.
Man. 93 was the Suns.
93 was Charles Barkley MVP year.
Okay, 94 was the Sonics.
That was not them.
Oh, okay, that was okay. That was the Rockets. All right, then we played the Sonics and then the Jazz twice. So every one of them teams had a Hall of Fame player, at least one on them. What are you talking about, super teams? Who? What? LeBron Houston is a super team.
You know that, right?
Who LeBron beat that was a super team besides Golden State?
That's a super team.
Yeah, that's one. Okay, who else? Boston.
Nah, he played. Nah, he did play
he's
San Antonio.
That's a super team.
That's a super team.
Is that not true? What are we
talking about? Talking about Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce. That's a super team now?
That's a super team.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So LeBron James beat two super teams.
Yes.
And he's better than Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Oh, wow. We can keep talking while they close the door, though.
Because, listen, this is what I'm saying. LeBron, first of all, we're getting to the point where he's starting to be underrated. Talking about LeBron. Because, dude, you take him off the squad, you see what happened. They had a number one pick, they were garbage. Nigga, 20 wins. Soon as he walked out the door, you can. And then what happened when Jordan left? Eastern Conference Finals, bro. Soon as Jordan left, they went right back.
What do that mean? What does that mean?
That means LeBron is better than Jordan.
All right. So who's LeBron Scottie Pippen, though? Who going to take the team? Exactly. So that's why they went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
And the same team they had when Mike left minus Mike. So, of course, they still going to be legitimate after he gone.
But I'm saying, look, if LeBron leave, they can have the same team minus LeBron, and they'll be irrelevant. That's all I'm saying. He makes any team a contender tomorrow, especially my Pistons. He need to come on to my Pistons. That's my whole point of this whole goddamn conversation. He come to my Pistons so we can get a ring.
Red, what you got to say? Come on, Red. Come on. Come on up here. Mr. LeBron James. Come on. So what you say?
LeBron or Mike?
Man, LeBron, he's a big bitch. That's
what my God.
Please elaborate. Tell us about it.
Family show,
no, it ain't. We popping. Yeah, we popping.
Talk as freely as you like.
Okay.
It is.
Well, you know,
only on MVP.
I got a lot of problems with LeBron.
You got the beat, buddy.
Okay. First problem is, okay, this is what I'll come back to back in the day. Okay, they gave him Rookie of the Year. I got a lot of bones to pick with him.
Don't go all the way back there, though. Let's get it right here, right now.
Too far.
Goddamn right. You're not
Carmelo.
No more. But
you're
not
a
no
Carmelo
more.
Fan. Okay.
But now, real talk, though. Look, now, listen. But then he went to Miami.
All right, so he went to Miami. Is he better than Mike? Yes or no?
He a bitch, but.
Is he better than Michael Jordan?
No.
He ain't got the killer instinct. That's what's wrong with him.
Okay.
He ain't got no fucking heart. He's a big bitch to pass ball in crucial situations. He had a horseshoe in his ass the other night when he hit all them damn jumpers.
Thank you, Red. We appreciate that. Red Dot, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So we've established that LeBron is a bitch, but we don't know if he's better than Michael Jordan.
Yeah, we know.
He's not.
And speaking of competition, though, moving on to the next topic, of super teams, which is what people need to do to compete now, because if not, you could honestly say Golden State can beeline straight to the finals.
Every
year, the way they're constructed.
Right.
Let's take a guess of who is the next super team. Who need to go well to compete with Golden State? Big Jeff, talk to him.
It's Philly.
With LeBron?
Yes.
We gave up on that.
Quit selling that dream.
LeBron got three players that's right there.
Quit selling that dream, man.
They might have given up a lot to get LeBron.
They don't have to give up nothing. They got the money to pay them. They stick it because everybody on the rookie contract. Everybody got on the rookie contract and they got drafted. They can sign LeBron right now.
So if the 76ers got LeBron, they could beat Golden State in seven.
Not this year, next year.
Look, New Orleans going to re-sign Boogie and they're going to get Paul George. And that's your next super team. New Orleans is going to re-sign Boogie, and they're going to get Paul George, and that's your next super team. We can bet on that on the side, Weezy. You already owe me. Everything paid for, though. Who you got? I go New Orleans. I say New Orleans get Paul George, and they the next super team.
I think if Houston get Carmelo, they'll be straight.
What?
Yes.
Carmelo who?
Time out.
Game six?
This nigga ain't made a shot in 2 years.
He was playing with Russell Westbrook. So he doesn't get the ball.
You don't bring up Russell Westbrook around, Jeff. You know how that goes. No.
Listen, all you need to do in Houston is stand in the corner.
That's how you do it.
And he can't even do that.
No, Carmelo can do that.
He ain't. He not doing it.
Did you see game six?
He didn't.
He looked
couldn't
terrible.
Have.
Now he looked terrible.
He been looking terrible all season.
But he'll be rejuvenated.
Like Charles Barkley said, when I was averaging that, they made me retire. Now, he wasn't talking about Melo, but it's the same sentiment. If I was averaging that, they would have made me retire.
Now, he just need to find some way he could post up, play Trevor Ariza role, stand in the corner and hit threes when James Harden kick it to him.
Why would I do that if I got Trevor Ariza?
You don't need the in Houston.
Exactly. If I got Trevor Ariza who plays defense, why would I pay Melo $30 million to do that?
Nah, he going to take a pay cut.
He definitely going to take a pay cut.
He going to take a pay cut.
So who you got as your super team? Houston?
I got Houston.
You got Houston. Jeff, who you got?
You got Philly.
Houston, Philly, and I got New Orleans.
If Boston get AD, that's a problem, though.
We already a super team. It don't matter. We don't need. We don't need. John Wall.
That ain't gonna be nothing.
That don't swing the balance back to Cleveland, bro. If once Boston get back healthy next year, man, they just squall.
That's true.
Once Boston get back healthy next year, it's over.
Throw them bees up.
What
Let's go.
That,
yeah. Swoo. 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 Throw it up. Bean Town, baby.
Jesus.
Let's go. All
right, man.
Swoo.
Last sports topic right now.
That wasn't it?
Nah, this is it right here.
Jesus.
We talk about the Ball family on the last. Mashup, right?
Put some respect on my uncle's name.
That's your man's.
That's my uncle.
Now, LiAngelo and LaMelo went overseas, did their thing, and now LiAngelo going to the draft. Very simple question. Who's drafting LiAngelo?
Got an answer from the crowd out there.
Summer League.
They definitely play Summer League.
So he's not getting drafted at all?
I got him second round.
You got him second round.
You're saying no, it's your uncle, dude.
That's my uncle, too. I'm not going to live in a false reality, though.
It's two rounds. Nobody really drafts anybody in the second round unless you really scout like that. Somebody that's, like, terrible will pick him up just to set a ticket.
When it gets to that point, they ain't going to pick him just out of
spite.
Nah, they not going to pick him just out of spite, though, because they don't want to deal with his daddy. So, like, when it gets to the second round point,
if you need butts in them seats and make a play, still about a business.
Dude not putting butts in the seats.
Yeah, he's selling jerseys.
His daddy not coming either, though.
He said, with the ball on the back, they selling a couple of more jerseys than you would whoever you
he the middle the child, man. Ain't nobody worried about him. It's the oldest one that's already in the league and the youngest one. Dude right there, he might well go wrestle or something.
So
he might well do something. He going to get his – now he out of there.
So does that mean – so if he don't get picked, then LeVar fails?
He's not getting picked, and
so
he didn't fail.
When he doesn't get picked
– no. He still got a name. I mean, he's just not going to the league. He
that was the plan, though. All three of my boys will be in the league, and they'll play for the Lakers.
Plan B. Plan B, he need to find him something else to do while his youngest and his oldest brother in the league. I mean, I don't think it's a failure for LeVar today because he's established what he needs to. He got the league starting this year as far as the kids that don't want to go to college. They can make $17,000, come play in his league and do what they want to do and not have to worry about the NCAA. So he's done everything that he wanted to do with selling the shoes and putting his name out there and marketing that. So he ain't going to have to worry about his middle son going to the league. That was just a pipe dream anyway. If he can get all three of them in there, oh, great. But if not, then okay. The youngest one I still think going, though. LiAngelo's still in there. Or LaMelo, is that his name? LaMelo in there.
LaMelo. I don't think he's going. He's too small.
Pause.
Really? Y'all are killing me. Y'all done hit y'all limit for the damn show, dude. No more pauses for the show.
You said it. I didn't.
He's too small in stature to play in the NBA.
He's 6'1".
But he's skinny as fuck, though.
He like 15, dude.
Now he 15?
Yeah.
How long he been 15, bro?
3 years. The same time Lil Wayne was 15. All them years Lil Wayne was 15. He 15, shit. Now we supposed to be a senior in college. I mean, a senior in high school this year?
Yeah, he's senior high school.
Yeah, so he like 18. He can put some weight on.
Yeah.
He can take that same shit LeBron take. AGH out there for everybody, man.
Are you saying
yo? Yeah, of course.
You done put the HGH
on. That shit out there for everybody, man. How Weezy? Tell them about it. All the HGH paid for.
Man, y'all crazy. All right,
what we got next?
Man, crazy. I got to turn the monitor on for this next subject.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
You going to play the elevator music?
That is a masterpiece jersey he got on, by
the way. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
What?
Now.
That was funny. Man, what is this?
Oh, no. This is what we're going to do. So now for the Fresh for Dummies segment. We got a couple of trends that's popping right now, right? We're going to take five trends, and we're going to decide whether they need to stay or they need to go. All right? First off, skinny jeans.
He's gonna have a man ass right there.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
That's the best. That's the best picture we could get.
That's the best one I could find. Skinny jeans. Are they staying on their own?
Pause.
They out of here?
Those particular skinny jeans are right. I don't know nobody that was ever wearing those. Them like the least skinny jeans. Hey.
All right, that may be an extreme case.
Hey. Weezy, you just stepped in the gun line, boss. You just removed it.
Do y'all see it going back to baggy? That's my question. Eventually, it has
to. Do you mean baggy like Chingy in 2004?
Yeah, like Soulja Boy in like
07. Nah, he ain't never going to go back.
That'll never happen again.
It's a happy medium. That's okay. A happy meeting.
So the next one.
Who said that? Tell your ass over the soul. I got 100 shots.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, all right.
What's the next pitch?
This next one's for Jeff, though. Brunch boots.
Sean Walsh, you want to say a couple words? Would you like to say a couple words? He's the official sponsor of Brunch Boots.
Jeff. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're sorry. We didn't mean to offend the people that wear those.
Now, Big Jeff, you have an assortment of these boots.
I have two pairs.
You have five.
You got two
pairs.
Black and beige.
Is this a stay or is this a go?
You got tan and brown?
Like the dark brown. Size 12, my nigga.
I'm out of here.
Here you coming clicking a mile away. Are they staying or they going?
Red, what you got? You got a pair of them red? Yeah. It ain't about LeBron, is it? Okay. Right.
You got a pair of them red?
You got a pair of those?
I don't own a pair of them. I got
push
for legs.
Damn.
Please let us see this.
All the ladies in here, period. Do y'all like that shit?
That fit?
The brunch boots. The ladies.
You talking like that?
Ladies, what y'all think? Ladies, what y'all think?
Honestly, though.
That's a no? Is that a no, ladies? That's a no. Okay. I ain't get all unanimous, though. It was a couple out there.
Red finna get some, but they said, yeah. All right, okay. Lou, what you doing? Are you fucking with the brush boots?
Hell no. I wouldn't be caught dead in those. I wouldn't be caught dead in those. Not at all. I can't do nothing with
those.
When
them. I turn 40 in 15 years, I'm fucking with those.
I can't do nothing with those.
Tough. Thank you, Zo. All right, next up then.
I'm sorry?
The MERS. Are we fucking with, what are those, the fanny packs? Stay or go, what y'all doing?
I'm out of them.
Y'all ain't fucking with that?
I'm full pocket.
But it's Balenciaga.
I got four pockets. I got four pockets. if it don't fit in them four pockets, man, it don't need to be with you. Yeah, like
the crazy thing is, he has a big ass coat and a coat underneath that, so he got like 20 pockets. He don't even need the fucking wasn't.
He do the most anyway, though.
That's a fact.
Yeah, he do the most.
That's a fact. So you out of that?
Get that out of there.
Dad shoes. Y'all not fucking with none of the trends. Somebody wearing this shit, though. Look, I see your boy TK fucking with him.
Cakes got some of them. Cakes got some of them back there. I know TK rocking them all day with his little track pants and shit,
TK,
man.
Send the blocks on you.
Yeah, them TK all day, man. They
Jeff,
too big.
The dad shoe movement?
No, bro, I don't do that.
What? What are those? What are those, Weezy? Dishwashing shit.
You can't slip with nothing in the kitchen, man.
How did those become popular? Was it Yeezy? It was something before that,
boys,
though.
Migos?
No, it was something before that, though.
Migos. They made them popular. They about 700. You ain't
fucking
with them? Gucci Lou? You ain't fucking with them?
That's trash. Them say Balenciaga. I'm trash, though. All right, I ain't all right,
fine.
With
last one. Shorter shorts. Are y'all fucking with the shorter shorts?
Yeah, I'll be. That's
this
MVP,
J-Hope
right?
Special. Y'all ain't fucking with that?
That's an MVP right there. MVP, y'all respect that.
That's y'all MVP right there.
Y'all respect that. Respect that.
Ray, you ain't fuck with the shorts? Hey, man. This is a GQ picture he made in the magazine with this look. Y'all ain't fucking with it?
I don't know, though. TK might step out in them, man. He might, man.
That's a no-go?
Nah, you need a look, like at least another quarter on them, on the bottom. Right there. At least another 1/4 inch at the bottom right there, man. Yeah, them too high, man. Especially for a man. Them too high.
All right.
They got to be longer than that, bro.
That's the trends for stay and go, man. Now, for the last fashion segment, right, I compiled a couple of throwback pictures of the crew. We're going to rate our outfits that we had on from back in the day. Now, let's get it started. Yoski.
Oh, you mean baggy clothes like that? Yeah. Oh, hey, Tonio, where them braids at, brother?
Hold on. Let's be clear, though. That racing jacket is fresh as fuck. Let's be honest.
That's a Stop Hating t-shirt?
Yes, Master P, I'm repping. Yes. I mailed my little check-in and got that 6 weeks later.
I want to talk to your barber. I want to talk to your barber back then.
You can't even see my hair. Stop. We're going to get to
the I'm looking at the rest of it. You look like a pedophile. Look at the mustache.
Now, here's the thing. Jay iced up. Roll it up.
Those are the biggest jeans I've ever seen.
They got a big ring on.
You see with a ring on? Those are the biggest jeans I've ever seen in my life.
Are racing jackets ever going to come back?
No. They need to. You still wear them.
They going to come back. Thank you.
Who said it?
Thank you. All right, moving on. All right, good hair. Speaking of hair, good hair, nigga. Speaking of hair.
Somebody please Google.
Good hair.
Y'all Google Craig Robinson, man, and tell me that ain't him, dog. If that ain't dude off the office that worked down in the warehouse, I don't know who is, man. That is Craig Robinson, dog.
Everybody got to say I look like the hot tub time machine.
That is you. That's him. That is you. Oh.
Now, what is this South Ink that's on your hat, sir? Explain
that's
that.
It's legendary.
No, that's a visor.
It's a legendary.
No. You didn't have a South Ink visor.
That's it's a visor.
That's a South Incorporated, yeah.
Yes, what does that mean?
It was a company we had back in the day. Shout out to all the South Incorporated members back there. They had back there. Scoops back there. Bob back there. TK. Bob back there. Yeah. I don't know what part of South y'all grew up on. Yeah, y'all ain't come across that bridge.
Shout out to that Source shirt. It's a classic shirt right there. I just want to put that out there.
That what shirt?
That Source shirt. The Iniche shirt with all the Source covers.
You should have got you some cool little jeans to match or something, man.
Yeah, I don't know what them shorts is. I'm hot.
And they got some nylon blue jean shorts on, dude. I ain't never seen no nylon blue jean shorts.
That's enough of that. All right, next up.
Oh, my God.
Then they got an 8X Converse shirt on, dude. Jesus. Jay with he got the two-way tucked in, though. No matter the size of the T-shirt, you got to tuck it in so you can see the two-way right there. I got to give him pride. He was the first with the two-way, too. I got to give it to him. He was the first in the time port. Okay.
Wait.
He was the first. I got to hold it down for my boy.
DP from Mount Juliet talking about everything that happened. Everything that happened 15 miles in another county. We don't know nothing about that.
Oh, shit. All right. Moving on. Hey, I'm fresh right there, too. Snigga. I'm fresh in every last one of these pictures, dude. I'm putting that out there. Look at my shoes.
All you know what you
look
missing?
My shoes.
Nah. Only thing you missing. only thing you missing is the Make America Great Again hat. That's with the flag true. Back there. And some Yeezys, he'll be right in there. That's all he need.
Tall polo, too. It's not the regular shit. It's tall.
That nigga right polo. The polo come to the back of your shins.
Right now,
the polo hang all the way down to your shins, though.
Speaking of Make America Great Again.
Oh, my God. That was the T.I. album cover. What was it, Letter to Us? That was before T.I. did it. I want to talk to my barber back then, too. Golly, that's off.
Listen, the finest of T.J.
He's going to leave that up there forever?
Absolutely.
Come on, and they left mine up there for a year.
T.J. Maxx polo they had.
That was the best one they had. That was a $39.99. That was an easy $39.99, I'm telling you.
Next door. That J-Hole with the first selfie, Elvin. Can't wait. And that jacket was the shit, though.
That nigga took that on the time port, didn't he?
You got that?
Yeah, I still got that.
Hey, that's beast mode. That jacket was the shit. Big ass hat. That was the style back in the day. All right, next up. Hey, boy. Hey, listen. That's a baller right there.
You should be embarrassed.
That's a baller right there.
You should be embarrassed. Shout out to your wife for putting up with that picture. Shout out to you.
That's a baller. That's the last time I hooped, too. I learned my lesson.
That's definitely.
You should have told
mama washed them shoes. That used to be red. It was pink. I was hot. Washed them in the damn washing machine.
Shout out, Miss Clara.
I need another size shorts.
That nigga had the John Stockton shorts.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, you can't escape it. Jeff in the
now,
back with a suit.
Now you
want to.
You
want
to. Now you want to. You want to talk about the other part of the South?
That's Southside right there.
No. You want to talk about the other part of the South? That was the other part of the South. That was on up the street. That wasn't where we was at. That was on up past Wedgwood. Twan, that was in your hood. That was on up past Wedgwood. That was on the other side.
The money, that was the other side, too, nigga. Before the money phone.
That's rough right there.
That's the racist picture I took.
Hey, first of all, y'all got me hella snug on the
Why couch. Are we so close right there?
Nigga, that's your fault. You don't want to lean it over.
I'm not taking the picture, nigga. Hell is you talking about? This nigga Quinn got a wife beat on, too, in the close picture. Like,
lazy.
Like, nigga had a cooler sweat going and everything. What the fuck was this nigga doing?
Shout out to the Mesquite show. Mesquite was the shit for about 7 months.
Shout out that picture in the background.
And you holding a Zima. Next up. Sean John. Y'all cut me out of this. I was too killing.
You're too cool. Ugly.
Sean John, that's a normal fit, though. That can come back, bro. You telling me that size T won't come back ever? That ain't too ridiculous.
Dude,
right?
Look how long that is, man.
Sleeves crazy. White T Tony, yo. I see you, boy.
I was swole, though. I was swole, though.
All right, man. Ooh, Twan, I see you, boy. Hey, Twan like a godfather.
Another Craig Robinson sighting.
Y'all got me with the same shirt on?
And it was a year later, this nigga got the same shirt on. Hot tub time machine for real, wasn't it?
God damn. Coogi was the shit, though.
Quantum Leap, wasn't it?
Caesar playing in his nose and shit.
Only Caesar have a pose. Jay ain't here to defend himself, so we ain't gonna leave it. We ain't gonna leave it up there too long.
I ain't gonna go in.
That's rough right there.
Ooh.
Oh man.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie though. Lacoste with the Pradas and the cargo shorts was a look for about 3 years straight though. Nah, hell no.
3 years when?
Shades some slaw though.
That nigga Weezy said that's 2015. Thank you.
And he got an Apple Watch. Oh my god. Oh man.
Hey man, that's our part. Yeah, that's our part of the South right there.
That's South.
That's
right
our part
there.
Of the South, exactly. Gold teeth and everything.
Why
that's
you got
how
a
we
crown
do.
On, right?
King shit, man. Fuck you talking about? Why wouldn't I have the crown on? Yeah, why wouldn't I have it on? Fat form, I see you. Let's go.
Last one, man. Last one.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bud for the Gators, man.
Hey, man.
Shout out to Bud for the Gators. Yes, sir. Let's go.
What was the thought process? The all white. What was this for? Prom?
It was prom. It was prom, yeah.
You definitely didn't have a date.
Are you serious? I might have had. I may have had two. I'm not sure.
You.
Come on. That was a good one. That was a good one.
You got some red brunch boots. Man, all right. So that was it for the throwback looks. I'm going to leave that up there. Don't worry about it.
You would.
Absolutely. Now, for our last topic, we got a pop culture question. We talked about on the last mashup how kind of black TV, black film popping right now. And that got us thinking, man, let's take it back to the golden age of the 90s when black TV was at its peak. And we decided to ask who, if any character on TV, yeah, we're leaving that up. Mm. Who on any character on TV would you be back in the day in the throwback time? Starting with you,
Jeff.
Big Pimpin'.
Jeff, what you got?
I ain't gonna leave you up, man.
If I was any character on any TV show ever,
back in the day from the golden era, though,
I'm gonna be either George Jefferson or Tommy Off Martin.
Tommy Off Martin.
George Jefferson. Or
nigga had no job.
Y'all don't know what Tommy had going on, man. Y'all don't know what Tommy did. He had some kind of job. Shit, you don't know he had no job.
Hey, one episode they did say his job though. Did y'all peep that?
Nah. He was
a
what?
A gigolo.
Where'd that come from?
No, fuck out of here.
Nigga know he lying. Nigga got the, you got the director's cut, don't you, nigga?
Big Jeff, who you got?
Nah, I'll be talking. I be George Jefferson, though.
Yeah,
I don't, it don't matter. I ain't watch 90s TV. I was outside.
I definitely was outside. Me and 90s though. Nah, what's my man name for Different World?
I ain't watch that shit.
Nah, not the Wayne Wade. I'll be wrong for Different World.
Ron.
He shook college.
Ron was
that's
rich too. Yeah, Ron's dad was rich and everything. Yeah, he did his thing.
Did
I didn't watch A Different World as a whole other story though.
Nah, I ain't fuck with that shit.
A Different World was some slaw.
Slaw. I ain't fuck with that.
That is.
I ain't fucking with that. Me, I go Fresh Prince.
That makes sense.
I be Uncle Phil.
He'll be Uncle Phil, exactly.
Absolutely. Bread up.
Make America great again over here.
Big money. I'm a judge. I got power. I got two wives.
Trump's coming to town. I'd love to go to dinner.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, two wives.
Yeah, all that. I be Uncle Phil.
Yeah, two wives. That's
right.
Yeah, too.
Absolutely,
make America
man.
Great again.
Hey, welcome in, whoever that is.
That's funny.
All right, so listen, that's a wrap on the live show. We coming right on time. We got drinks in the back. We're about to play some music, chat it up. We appreciate everybody pulling up. Man, give it a round of applause for my man Squeaky for getting us in. You closing us out, big dog? You closing us out, or you good? Come on.
Thank y'all for
on.
Coming out. Appreciate that. Here, appreciate that.
And with that, man, that was a wrap on the 2018 Spring Mashup. It was live. It's one of them things, man. It's just better in person. When you in person, it's live. We had people come up and give comments like you heard or like you saw if you watched this on YouTube. And we had the visuals to go along with some of the Fresh for Dummy themes. Like, it's just one of them things, man, that we our family while we in there. You know what I'm saying? So next go round, whether it's in Nashville, whether it's in Atlanta, or whether it's in another city, man, the next mashup that's live, pull up and rock with us. I guarantee you have a good time, man. All right, next week, you already know we'll be back to your regular scheduled program talking this hip-hop shit like only we know how to do. Do me a favor, go to iTunes, leave a comment, rate, and subscribe. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.